For the past decade, the Old North St. Louis neighborhood has had only one grocery store, but the dilapidated market carries mostly junk food, cleaning supplies, and liquor. Its tiny produce section consists of a handful of sorry-looking vegetables and fruit. Old North resident Etta Adams says until now, she's had to do her shopping outside the neighborhood.
Well, there haven't been nothing over here. Too much to, you know, to shop from.
Kara Lubisher is a community development specialist with the University of Missouri Extension. She says the nearest major supermarket is about 5 kilometers away.
Which doesn't sound that far if you have a car, but it sounds very far when you have to get on a bus and you have to carry your week's worth of groceries home with you.
About 40% of households in this mostly African-American, low-to-middle-income neighborhood don't have access to a car.
The idea for a grocery store came directly from the resident.
Lubisher says people in the neighborhood liked the idea of a food co-op, a community-owned grocery, where members would have a say in how the store would be run and what products it would carry. Almost all the work for the co-op project has been carried out by volunteers. On Saturday, a diverse crowd packed into the newly renovated one-story brick building for the grand opening of the Old North Grocery Co-op. Neighborhood resident Gadeski said he feels good about the new store.
I'm very happy about it. I don't know whether this will be my main stopping point or not, but it certainly does give me another option.
Luz Maria Evans agreed.
I mean, it's great because now we can have something convenient to make the shoppings, at least everything you need, near.
Old North St. Louis Restoration Group Director Sean Thomas says the co-op will sell a variety of foods and household items.
This store will be structured to suit the tastes and desires of the community who are here, as well as other customers who might come from outside the neighborhood.
Thomas says the store will also rely as much as possible on local producers.
One of the farmers we've been working with from the very beginning is a guy named Rusty Lee.
How are you doing? I'm Rusty.
Lee and his family raise vegetables and livestock on his farm in Truxton, Missouri, about 100 kilometers west of St. Louis. Lee has recruited other local farmers to help him supply the co-op with fresh produce and meat.
We saw it as an opportunity to help somebody out, to help ourselves out. It's a market that no one has really been servicing.
Old North resident Claritha Morant is grateful for Rusty Lee's efforts to bring fresh produce to her neighborhood.
For us people that don't have transportation and stuff, you know, that's a big improvement for us.
Without a car, Morant says she's had to depend on friends and neighbors to take her grocery shopping in other parts of the city.
And now I can just go on my own, you know, just get the bus and go on my own now. And I'm glad of that. I'm proud of it.
Organizers stress the co-op is open to all shoppers, not just members. But in St. Louis, a community-run grocery is an untested concept. Its survival may depend on how willing area residents are to change their shopping and eating habits. For VOA News, I'm Veronique LaCapra in St. Louis.